Good morning, everybody, and welcome to this year's first Rokeby Roundup. And I must apologise first and foremost that we haven't managed to record yet. We did actually try and record last week and had a total technical fail. So this is our first proper episode, which we hope will get out to you this week. And I'd like to introduce my new co-host.
So I'm James, and I'm in Moody, and I'm in Form 8O. I have a dog called Lola, and I've just moved house.
He has, yeah. And also with us, we've got Patrick, who I'll let you introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Patrick, and I'm going to be editing these videos, and I hope to edit to my best performance.
And Patrick comes highly recommended, and I will, spoiler alert, these are not going to be videos. You are not going to see our faces. But Patrick is already upped our game and is getting us to record on an iPad, and he's going to do all the editing himself. So we're really excited to see how that works out. And we're hoping we're going to link it through that you can actually play it through the website. So anyone who's not actually a part of Rokeby School can even listen to it, which is quite exciting. So talking of that, on Saturday, we had to come to school. Why?
Open warning. So open morning is when a bunch of parents come to the school to kind of tour it, and so to tour it for maybe future Rokeby boys. So there's entry at all age groups, and so boys in year 7 and 8 are allowed to tour them around the school, and I think boys in year 5 and year 6 are allowed to be part of kind of workshops, like in their favourite subjects, like science, drama, or something, yeah. Sport.
Would you like to approximate how many families came?
Probably about 150.
Interesting. Patrick, any guesses?
I would have thought about 100.
120. Ooh. Yeah, so spot on between you. Very popular day. It was lovely weather. It was really great. What did you do on the day, James?
On Saturday?
Yeah.
So I did my open morning.
Did you tour?
Yeah, I toured.
Oh, you toured. Okay.
So I managed to do two long tours. About an hour each.
Wow.
Which was pretty long.
Well done.
And then I went home and
I
went to a garden centre.
Oh, classic Saturday. And Patrick, did you tour?
Yes, I gave 2 tours. And the first one was really, really interested in the lower school. And yeah. They said the facilities were excellent. As the second family I toured were a lot more interested in sport, as their son was sporty.
There was a 5-week-old baby came. Did you see the baby?
That was also a pregnant woman.
I know. People are ahead of the game, aren't they?
2027.
Amazing. Okay, so because we are nearing the end of your first half term in year 8, and you're sort of nearing the end of your Rokeby journey, so to speak, looking back on this first half term in year 8, is there anything that you really enjoyed or you'd like to reflect on?
I really enjoyed the sunny weather.
Yeah.
How there was barely any rain.
Yeah.
Apart from the one time there was rain was when there was a football match.
A classic.
Yeah. So the sunny weather was really, really nice.
Yeah, because you enjoyed it. Why has it made a difference?
Because normally at this time of year, it would probably be raining and it would be freezing. But now it's good and it's bad, because obviously global warming is making this all happen. So it's bad in a way, but it's kind of enjoyable for everyone.
Yeah, and you won't know this because we're not videoing, but James keeps looking out longingly at the playground and the AstroTurf. So obviously playtimes and the nice weather has been a factor. Yeah, Patrick, anything you particularly enjoyed?
I love that we have the new roles of responsibility. Yeah. For example, I'm DT captain and James is wellbeing ambassador. Mm. And we, for example, as DT captain, I'm adding a new prize to the ePraise shop. And James, I'm sure you're doing loads of other stuff.
Yeah, I've got to go around every Monday and do the wellbeing passport.
Oh, wow.
And I've also got to check the Fab Friends box every week.
Oh, good job. Can I pick up on a few of those things? So can you just, the lower school, and I don't know even if they don't have ePraise. Can you just give a quick synopsis of what it is?
At the start of year 5, we have an ePraise system where all your house prints are recorded digitally by your teachers. These house prints can be redeemed for prizes such as stress balls and cookies and other
key rings.
So you can really work hard knowing that it's paying off.
And what are you adding in?
I'm adding in key rings that can be made in the DT lab.
I've got some.
Oh, wow.
And so we're going to make one for different
houses. Oh, I love it.
And we've also got ones for Olive, Basil Jack, Gooseworthy.
And you, these colours. Are made in the DT room?
Yeah. Me and Stanley designed them.
Brilliant. I love it. Okay. And how often do you get to... Is it just when you reach a certain number you choose to redeem them? Or is it a set time that you get to redeem them?
So we can redeem them whenever we hit the certain amount of house points, but we get the prizes at the end of the half time.
Ah, okay. So there might be a bit of a point...
I think there's a draw every term for each year group, so you can enter a prize draw and the winner gets a £10 gift voucher.
Whoa, is that in addition to claiming your prizes?
That's in addition. So I think 5 house points for an entry.
Whoa. So, okay, so the more house points you get, the more likely you are to win.
Yeah, and you can enter that more than once. So you could enter that like 7 times.
Okay, and can I just pick up on what is a wellbeing passport, please?
So a wellbeing passport, so in the back of your planner, there's a wellbeing passport. So you write your name on it, and there's 5 stages: be active, keep learning, give, take notice, and connect. So be active is if you do kind of sport outside of school, like running or out.
Dog maybe, walking?
Play for a football tennis. Club. Yeah, tennis for Patrick.
That's a big tennis play.
Keep learning would be maybe if you read outside of school or do extra maths or English. Give would be like giving to charity or helping for charity, raising money. Take notice would be if somebody was upset, then you could maybe help them out, or you could kind of comfort them and make them feel better. And connect is if you're connecting with people outside of school, like connecting with friends.
Oh, lovely. And they all for outside of school?
It can't be like, so for get active, it can't be playing football.
In the playground? Yeah. Okay. And Mr. Schmidt was talking this morning about there's a triathlon assembly this week. So that might be something people
are interested in. So that's for charity?
In. Yeah, it's a massive fundraiser.
Restless Development.
Amazing. Okay, great. And what's the Fab Friends nomination?
So Fab Friends is basically, so you nominate a friend or a teacher. And I could nominate Patrick and say that he's really kind and he always makes me feel better. And then, so I would go around, the wellbeing ambassadors would go around every week and they would collect them and they would show them to Miss Tadsall, and we would decide out of maybe the 10 that are there, the 2 or 3 that we're going to name an assembly. I think in the wellbeing assembly on Thursday, handing out 2. So.
Oh, lovely. Well, we'll see who they are. Yeah. And then the other thing I just wanted to pick up on was James has got a peer mediator badge, which, what does that mean, James?
The peer mediator badge is you also have a blue armband,
yeah,
so that you can recognise them by, or they have a blue badge or a red badge. So a peer mediator, if someone's arguing, a peer mediator will go up to them and they'll see if you're feeling better and they'll try and kind of resolve the argument.
They should defuse the...
Yeah, and if they can't, they've got a file where they kind of fill it out, a sheet, and then they hand it to the teacher.
Okay.
And either the teacher can sort it out if you haven't fixed it, or she'll leave it.
On the playground?
Yeah.
And so they can spot you by the armband or the badges, and you'll be quite vigilant looking for if people need help. And is that every playtime?
And I also think that we had an idea of maybe adding something like a peer mediator stop or like a rota, where so like on the playground that your peer mediator to go to would be me, or you, on the Astro it would be to go to Joe.
Okay, well, we're going to stop there, I think. Let us give any feedback. We've also got Josh hopefully joining us after half term, but he's not very well this week. So get better soon, Josh. And let us know. We'll hopefully do some staff interviews and interview some children. But we hope you enjoyed the first one of the year. See you later.
Bye.